The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, the doctor is in. It's advanced medicine time. Dr. Batar, welcome back. Happy holidays. Here we are in December already.
Can you believe it, Robert? Already December 2014. One more month and we are in 2015.
Yeah, I think I've digested the turkey by now. I'm good to go. But yeah, it's just one of the faster years of fast years we've been hanging out together.
Yeah, I think, didn't we start the show in February 2011?
I believe that's correct, yes.
So we'll be starting our fifth year in 2 months.
Stunning. Absolutely stunning. The kind of information out there. By the way, if you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, medicalrewind.com has every one of them that you can go back and listen. Easy access, direct access to it. And, you know, you could probably put 3 books out just from all the audio we have together talking about these things.
Well, we've started going back through, and one of my IT guys, as you know, is creating a podcast from them all. So they're actually being sent out to subscribers now, and we're just doing some cleanup editing. And
nice, nice.
So it'll be good.
Excellent. Well,
hours for.
Welcome to everybody that's new. You've got a long way to catch up, but I'm telling you, it's well worth the time to do it. And as we kick into, you know, as you said, maybe our fifth year, boy, oh, boy, here we are wrapping up the fourth then. There's a story here about daycare centers and vaccination related. And when I read this headline, you know, ever the optimist that I am, I immediately thought, wow, people are really waking up. Because they, you know, the headline basically reads, let me see if I can see it. A survey, 74% might pull kids from daycare over vaccines. And I was thinking, wow, these daycare centers that are forcing everybody to vaccinate, the parents are finally going, no, we're not going to send our kids there. Well, it turned out it's the opposite. It's 3 out of 4 parents said they would consider taking their child out of daycare if they found out that other kids attending were not up to date on vaccination. So maybe we haven't come as far as we thought.
Well, it also goes to show that when people are brainwashed into thinking that the children are protected, and then they will not send the children in to these daycare centers because of children that may not have been vaccinated, shows a level of confidence that the parents really have in the vaccination program. And that's really where the whole problem lies, because even the proponents of getting vaccinations
right
still say that there's a risk for children not having the vaccines. And so the reasonably intelligent individual has to ask the question, okay, if your vaccines work, mm-hmm. then why would you be afraid of the children that have not been vaccinated? Because of anybody who should be afraid should be the child that's not vaccinated. And, of course, Robert, you and I have been saying this for years, that it's actually an argument that is a foolish argument, and yet the masses get blinded by people, you know, making this rationale that, oh, your child not being vaccinated puts everybody else at risk, and yet the one person that should be at risk is a child that hasn't been vaccinated, and everybody else that they're concerned about getting exposed to a child that hasn't been vaccinated is theoretically protected because they have been vaccinated. And of course, you and I know the truth.
Right.
The truth is that the child that has been vaccinated is immunosuppressed.
Right.
They're more susceptible to actually getting the infectious pathogen, because not only is there immune system been damaged and or you know, exposed to an attenuated virus or whatever the case may be, but then it's also got various other DNA adducts. It's got the formaldehyde, the nickel, the tin, the mercury, all these other DNA adducts, et cetera, mutated human cell lines within their system within the vaccine, and so their systems have a greater burden, and so they will not be able to deal with the infectious process, as well as a child who hasn't been vaccinated, and they really are going to be far more, from a resistance standpoint, far more resistant to any type of infectious process than a child that has been vaccinated.
So, but we may be making progress, because even though they're not aware of what they're aware of, right, by being afraid of the unvaccinated child, which means that they really don't have faith in the vaccines that they place their faith in, we still have that one level of cognitive dissonance removed from total wake-up, going, wait a second, why am I worried about this? And if I am, there's something wrong here.
That's exactly right. It is one degree of separation from that, because they're not quite yet sure. It just takes one more step, and then they'll start getting the logic, wait a second, either my child is protected, or if it's not protected, then why the heck am I getting the child vaccinated and my child vaccinated anyway? But here's the other component, the one that I find even more interesting, is that if there's 74% might pull kids from the daycare over vaccines, then that means that there's 36% that wouldn't. Now, does that mean that those 36% have great faith in the vaccine program? Or does it mean that, you know, what's going on there?
That's a good question. Now, interestingly, over the holidays, I had a spirited conversation with another medical doctor, a female. She's in her 30s. And it was about the vaccine issue, because she declared her practically undying devotion to vaccines. And she did use religious terminology. She said, I believe in vaccines. And then I proceeded to dismantle her beliefs one by one by one. And it was good. She was not taking it like I was attacking her. It was a spirited, animated, but fun conversation. And she was cool. I have to give her props. She didn't run away. She didn't scream and yell at me. And every time I dismantled an argument, she said, but I still believe in vaccinations. And I said, do you hear yourself? You are part of a religious cult. And she like shook her head, and she was not pleased about it. But I have to give her, again, she didn't run away screaming. And it was just an interesting thing to realize that even the medical doctors, or maybe especially the medical doctors, have a faith and a belief in it. They haven't really investigated the science.
I think doctors inherently hide behind the mantle of research and evidence-based medicine, yet very, very, very few, and I would say less than 3%, actually read the medical literature. Because if they did, they would see enough evidence contradicting what their religious belief or what their belief is. For example, when doctors say, well, there's no scientific evidence of heavy metals, you know, related to pathogenesis, to chronic disease. And then, of course, I show these slides in the cardiac DVD that you narrated, and some of the other DVDs, we have all the documentation, for example, in the New England Journal of Medicine, a direct correlation between myocardial infarction and the toenail clipping levels of mercury. And this was published in 2003 or 2004. So they found a direct relationship between the level of mercury found in the body as measured in toenail clippings and heart attacks, with an inverse correlation docosahexaenoic acid. There are also other studies that were published in the American Journal of Cardiology in 1999 that showed that patients have died of idiopathic dilated cardiomyopathy, and I believe we've talked about this on the air before, which is basically a fancy term for congestive heart failure that affects the younger patient population. So when you hear about the football player that died suddenly during practice, that patient died, or that individual died of idiopathic dilated cardiomyopathy. Again, notice the terms idiopathic means that they don't know. But when they did the biopsy on the myocardium, on the heart tissue, they found that the heart tissue had 12,000 times the level of antimony as found in any other part of the body, and 22,000 times the level of mercury within the heart tissue compared to anywhere else in the body, which is just absolutely not normal. This was only in the patients that died of idiopathic dilated cardiomyopathy. Now, to make sure that people get this, they understand this 22,000 times, 22,000 times is 2.2 million% higher than what is considered normal in anywhere else in the body. 2.2 million%.
And of course, because it's so significant, it can't be real, because they're dealing with their peer-reviewed literature. If they ever do review it for a drug, you know, 1-3% effective, and that's somehow significant. This is 2.2 million times. Like, no, we can't conceive of that.
Right, and this is not new information. This is 1999. That's 15 years ago. And that, remember, this was 15 years ago they had published, so that means it was another 5 years before that they gathered this data. And instead of people over the last 15 years becoming more evolved and more aware, mm-hmm. it's just become more of a battle. And if they are, the individual public
yeah.
has started to become aware, but the medical profession remains archaic and entrenched within their, as you said, you know, religious beliefs. The religiosity of this is actually pretty fascinating, because when you first said that to me, I remember thinking a couple of years back, I thought about that, and I thought, that's an interesting correlation. But the more I see of it, and even when you go back and historically look at religion and look at medicine,
yeah.
they're very, very entrenched.
Well, and Liam Sheff is our good buddy with Official Stories, has written a lot about this, how this, for particularly for the liberal intelligentsia who kind of abandoned traditional more religions, Judeo-Christian type religions, Islam, etc., they went into the religion of science. And that became their holy grail. And vaccines are a sacrament in that church. And they don't realize it, but they like to say, well, we're smarter than you. Science knows more than you. Yet this so-called science is so filled with corruption that when you start to peel back the layers, it's as false as many of these 501c3 mega churches that would deceive you with great words. And then in the back rooms, they're counting the money.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's the same thing as a religion. Religion is very, very, what's the right word for it?
How would we make the distinction between a spiritual path and a religion that's based on, you know, profiting off of the naivete of the followers? I mean, there is a distinction. We understand deeply held religious convictions and beliefs. But again, modern medicine is supposed to be, right? Well, we're not about religion. We're not about beliefs. We're about, here are the facts, and we're just sticking to the facts. But they're not.
Yeah, there is, at the risk of being blasphemous here, the concept of religion, my second major in college was theology, as you know, Robert. And so I've kind of delved a lot into this in my early years in college. But Samuel Clemens, Mark Twain said that religion is a man-made institution. So if we use that as the basis of our argument, mm-hmm. that theorem that religion is a man-made institution, and we know that all the monotheistic religions, Islam, Christianity, Judaism, they believe that man was...
Hold that thought. We're up on a break. Cliffhanger. We're going to get back to Dr. Batar's thoughts here. It is something called World AIDS Fraud Day as well. We'll get into that. At least I call it that. And you're listening to Advanced Medicine, MedicalRewind.com. We are on at GCN, GCNLive.com, Natural News Radio, etc. And we've got lots more healing to go.
Looking for FDA-approved radio? You're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 1st, 2014, gold opened at $11.95.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.39.50, $6.19.75 for a half ounce, or $309.88 for a quarter ounce. That's $12.39.50, $6.19.75, and $309.88.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You brought up Samuel Clemens, Dr. Bittar, or otherwise they know him as Mark Twain, talking about the man-made concept of religion. Again, you say about being blasphemous, and I like to make the distinction between a 501c3 church, religion, synagogue, mosque, whatever, that is granted special privileges by government, because that's what they've asked for being tax exempt. And then suddenly they're beholden to the government, which seems kind of the antithesis of what the First Amendment was about. You know, the Bill of Rights, that Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. There was a distinction and even a separation. Didn't mean you couldn't be spiritual and be in government, but there wasn't a state-sanctioned religion, but we have one, and it's modern medicine.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. So going back to that original thought that I had, which was that all the monotheistic religions believe that man, and I'll ask this question, do they believe that man was created perfect or man was created imperfect? So from your traditional education, Robert, what was man created as? Imperfect, right?
Well, they call him an imperfect being. Yeah, that's right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So if man is created imperfect, as all the monotheistic religions believe, which basically comprises probably, I would say probably half the planet, or maybe two-thirds of the planet.
Right.
But you exclude Buddhism and Hinduism, then basically you've got the world's populations created of these three monotheistic religions and Buddhism, Hinduism. So if man is created imperfect, and if you start from that theorem from Samuel Clemens that religion is a man-made institution, but then by definition, anything that man creates, because man is imperfect, by definition must be also imperfect. Therefore, religion is imperfect. And again, I'm just using the logic and using, you know, connection.
You can't be using deductive reasoning here. What's up with that?
Yeah, well, you know, the nice thing is, though, again, we're not coming to that conclusion ourselves. We're using very wise minds such as Samuel Clemens to come up with these deductions. But now if you start to look at that premise, by definition, if all religion is imperfect, then we can't look at religion. And again, we're talking about religion here in its absolute sense. We can't look at religion as the answer. And medicine is actually the biggest religion, I believe, right now, because it is the one that doesn't create wars. Okay, it is the one common religious concept that doesn't create wars. Everything else, again, the politicians will create and accentuate these differences. You know, when you start looking at the Torah and you look at the Bible and you look at the Quran and you look at the stories and you look at the characters and you look at the lessons and the mottos, all those components are virtually all identical. For example, the huge, huge discrepancy that's accentuated and the differences that are magnified between Islam and Christianity. Yet, to be a true Muslim, you must believe in the virginal birth of Christ, because in the Quran it talks about that. Yet, how many Muslims know that? How many Christians know that Muslims believe that? I mean, probably very, very few. But the point is that the politicians and those that have a vested interest will accentuate those differences and magnify them so that they can start to take one population and have them oppose the other population, and, you know, under whatever pretense of superiority, better belief, whatever, this, that, the others, the heathens, the non-believers, whatever the case may be.
Right.
And so that's how these wars start. That's how the conflicts start. That's how crusades have happened, et cetera, et cetera.
The concept of convert or die.
Exactly. And in fact, more people have died in the name of God than in any other cause, which is pretty unbelievable if you start thinking about that. And in fact, forms the basis of my spiritual toxicity, the seventh toxicity.
Right.
So now if you start looking at medicine, it's very interesting that they've taken the same concept behind religion, yet instead of magnifying the differences, what they've done is they've unified all the population into one religion, which is the religion of modern medicine, vaccinations.
Dr. Batar, nicely said. You painted a picture I was going to get to. I said, you know, the one religion that has infiltrated pretty much all of the world's religions, of course with some exception, is modern medicine. Because if you look at the vast majority of Jews and Christians, perhaps even Muslims, depending on where they're from, they have adopted modern medicine the rest of the week. If they go to worship one day a week, the rest of the week, you know, they put their faith in modern medicine, as we've talked about. The doctors putting their faith in vaccinations. And it's interesting how they have infiltrated. And just true to the worst part of religion, where, you know, you do religious wars, you kill people in the name of God. In modern medicine, at least in America, the stats we know, bare minimum 106,000. But reality, we're probably closing in on 1 million deaths a year due to FDA-approved pharmaceutical medical medicine. So they're killing people as if there were wars.
That's not even side effects. That's just the appropriate usage of those medications.
Well, yeah, exactly. So let's take another break here. Fascinating discussion as always. Dr. Batar is here. His international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. It's all linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll continue with this and a whole lot more after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees. There was no 10-day waiting period. Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants. And the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to guns80.com. That's guns 80, the number's 80, guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you ever missed an episode of the Robert Scott Bell Show, particularly the one we do every Monday, kicking off the week with Dr. Bittar, go to medicalrewind.com. Of course, around the web, many people learn of us through, of course, our syndicator, GCN, and naturalnewsradio.com. We are now found on TuneIn, which is an app that's evolved in many cars now that are coming out with Wi-Fi enabled, so they can listen in the cars, iTunes, Stitcher Podcast, Epic Times, Jerry Doyle, and UK Health Radio. Around the world, we are a traveling Dr. Bittar, even when we're home, which is not often, it seems like.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that we were actually in the cars now, too.
Yeah, the TuneIn app, we just found out that we're plugged into that. We didn't realize it till a couple of weeks ago, and that is one of the apps that has made its inroads into the later editions, the newer cars that are all technologically connected. So people are having an easier and easier time listening to us all over the place, so that's really cool.
Very cool.
Now, continuing on our religion of medicine concept, I wanted to come back to, you know, death by modern medicine, Dr. Carolyn Dean Nolan, et cetera, you know, it said 784,000 Americans die every year. And that's, as you said, for the most part, proper use, if you will, of medicines. And when you start adding that up on an annual basis, you say, well, we're well superseding even the religious wars of eons ago or even decades ago. So that religion has now superseded all other religions in terms of its ability to kill, but under the guise of helping you, of bringing you medical salvation. And that is the great untold still horrific story of what this modern medical monopoly has brought us.
Yeah, and it's using the same rationale except the opposite extreme. And, you know, if it wasn't so sinister, it would be ingenious. From a marketing aspect, it's ingenious the way it's been played out.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes back to that old adage of how do you cook a frog? You put it in water and you slowly turn up the heat. And before the frog knows it, the frog is already boiled. Why don't you just throw him in the water? Because he'll hop right out of boiling water. So, you know, it's the slow, steady change and acceptance. You know, we go from the polio vaccines and the virus hunters and slowly start to bring in the flu vaccine and then the swine flu and then the H1N1 and now Ebola. And it just continuously accentuates and accelerates the fear-mongering, and then you start bringing in more and more vaccines, and you start creating more detriment in the healthcare. So they're slowly, over the last probably 25, 30 years, I guess the National Vaccine Initiative started in 1991, so we're about 23 years out from there, if you just look at the childhood vaccines, but all these other vaccines of, you know, for various types of diseases, infectious disease processes, have steadily been increasing over the last 20, 25 years.
Yeah. And so, yeah, and in talking with that doctor friend, you know, as I related the fact that these diseases, for the most part, smallpox, polio, were on the way out, almost gone, by the time the vaccines were introduced, and yet the history is rewritten to claim that the vaccines were responsible for the eradication, which is nonsense, as we know cases that happen after the fact, they rename. We mentioned smallpox being called monkeypox or vaccinia, and the polio, post-polio syndrome, Guillain-Barré, other paralysis-type scenarios, neurological degradation, etc., and yet they have, you know, they've had good PR throughout the 20th century into the early 21st. Their PR has been better than anybody else's. So the homeopaths can't, you know, beat their PR machine down. The herbalists can't beat their PR machine down. There's natural medicines around the world that have been addressing these ailments and illnesses and infections successfully. But it's as if they don't exist. And if you bring them up, you know, you're looked at in a strange way. Again, that's changing, but we still have the ignorance of these doctors. I'm happy when they're at least open to the discussion, but I won't hang around long if they're not.
Well, it's hard to talk to a brick wall sometimes, and mm-hmm. that's one reason I choose not to, because, you know, the question is, if you engage an idiot in a conversation, then who is the idiot? Is it you or the person you're engaging in? Because, you know, you can argue with the brick wall, but what's the point of arguing with the brick wall? So I just don't even engage with them.
Well, yes, you're very smart that way, I have to say. You know, the other idiocy thing here to bring up is, of course, December 1st every year has been designated World AIDS Day. I call it World AIDS Fraud Day. Not that we don't acknowledge that there is immune deficiency on this planet. There are subgroups within certain folks that are being hammered for certain reasons and their immune system is collapsing. But to make claim that there's a retrovirus that they may never have even caught in the act of doing anything, and that they rely upon tests that do not detect the very thing they claim causes it, you know, we've got an absurdity of absurdities. Of course, the presidents have been playing along since the 90s, from Clinton on forward to Bush to now, of course, who's the guy? Obama, yes, and he signed another proclamation. Do everything you can to acknowledge those who have died of the so-called HIV/AIDS when there is no HIV.
Yeah, I actually had a patient of mine who actually learned about our clinic through the show, Robert. that came to us because he had been diagnosed with HIV.
Mm-hmm.
And he steadily deteriorated. He wasted away. And actually, about 2 months ago, apparently died. I hadn't seen him since probably June, May or June. But a young guy in his mid-20s. And, you know, what's interesting is that you look at this individual, and one of the reasons he came to me is because he had read Liam's book. He is a big follower on the show. And obviously, you didn't know I was going to bring this up. You know, this is, like usual, we don't rehearse anything. So when I found out that he had passed on, you know, it was a very sad feeling. But I want people to understand that when we're talking about that there's no HIV,
yes,
we're not saying that there's not a syndrome where people start to waste away. And this is the thing. When
correct,
I had, you know, a very big history of drug usage. He had been involved in a very promiscuous lifestyle earlier on. And I think Liam does a pretty nice job painting the picture and explaining really what happens.
Yeah, how the community, particularly the gay population, had decimated their immune system by destroying their gut, ecology and epithelial integrity, etc. And then the compounding, and I know the patient you're talking about, a nice man who was, you know, really trying to fight out of the construct, the limitations of his family members and
right,
his friends and the medical community that were all telling him he was dying of HIV when he began to see that it wasn't that. He wanted to rebuild his life, but he had literally no support system from what I could understand as well. And that comes to a very big, you know, dilemma when you have no ability to care for yourself and the people around you are in fear and forcing you into a life of drugs. If not, they don't support you in a life of rebuilding naturally, if you will. It's just compounding the initial problem.
Well, that's true, too, but there's another issue, too. At a certain point, it's very difficult to rebuild, regardless
right,
of the support that you have. And this is like saying that, well, understanding that vaccines, for example, the damage that's caused by vaccines, for example, is like having a forest, and the spark that caused the forest fire is the vaccine, but the burning has nothing to do with the vaccine. The burning is the initiation of the cascade that the poison started. So you can now take that spark away. You can take the spark that caused the fire away, but the fire is still burning.
It's continuing to decimate and damage, yes.
Exactly. And then yeah, if you can put the fire out, even then, once you put the fire out, you've still got a damaged forest. Now you have to replant the seeds and provide nourishment and sunlight and water so that now the new plants can grow. So there's a whole cascade just by saying, oh, I took the spark away.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't stop the forest fires. Just think about a match that caused a forest fire and you say, well, I took the match away. Well, that doesn't stop the forest fire and it certainly doesn't rebuild the trees. It still causes a lot of damage. And
yeah,
so even though this guy may have not had the support system, let's say he had the best support system in the world, at a certain point, the damage is so extensive and the cascade is so far initiated that it is very difficult to reverse that progressive avalanche. It's like,
sure,
it's like you literally stop an avalanche, you know, in mid-avalanche.
Well, in those scenarios, I look at it as like you've got really a 0.1 leeway. You've got no leeway. You've got to be in a total institution of recovery with, you know, taking every stress out of the equation that is humanly possible. And even then, it's a difficult task. And I know what you're saying because, you know, I've lost friends in that battle that had been decimated by the medical treatment and fought their way back, but it just was too little too late. And, of course, then the establishment will say, well, see, they died of HIV. No, they died of what you did to their bodies after you told them they had something called HIV, even though the test could not detect it.
And that's exactly right. The drugs that they're on further pour gasoline on the fire that's already been initiated from just the lifestyle and all the other aspects. And it's a terrible cascade to go down. The terrible spiraling effect, once it started, it's very difficult to stop that domino effect from continuing.
Yeah, and the point of bringing it up, of course, is that those people in the 90s that had died of AIDS, by and large, had died of the treatment for AIDS. At the time, it was AZT, which, you know, Liam goes into extensively in the book Official Stories. That was a devastating chemo drug that was too toxic for cancer patients. And, of course, they brought it back out for people with no immune systems, which makes a whole hell of a lot of sense. Not. And then they modulated downward the dosage so that it appeared that now people were having more success in living longer, but they basically just reduced the amount of toxins they threw at any given time at these bodies. And still we go come back to the basic concepts of the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, although more in more devastating scenarios where it becomes even more critical. And as I say, you have less leeway with that kind of devastation in your body.
Yeah, definitely your margin of error is far less.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it comes down to, is how you live your life today and tomorrow is going to determine how long your life is going to, you know, how long you're going to live on this planet. But even more importantly, the quality of your life while you're on this planet. So to kind of bring this back into focus, think of a person that is engaged in regular weight-resistant and aerobic activity. Well, some people may say they're doing it for vanity. Some people say that they're doing it because they want to look good, whatever the reasons are. But in actuality, the reason that you should be exercising is that when your body is put under undue stress, will it be able to survive? For example, God forbid you have a heart attack. Well, some people say, why would you have a heart attack? Okay, you're riding down the road on your bicycle, or you're in a car, you get involved with a motor vehicle accident. People that have been routinely exercising, that are involved with weight-resistant training, that are involved with cardiac type of activity, you know, where there's increasing cardiac.
Right.
Those people can deal with less blood. They can lose more blood and survive. They can deal with more trauma to their body to survive because their bodies have been conditioned.
Yes, resilience is the word I hear coming from you. They're more resilient. Listen, we got to take a break here. What another fascinating discussion here, doing the Medical Rewind with Dr. Bitar, Advanced Medicine. And, of course, the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be back to wrap it up after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
the knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, Dr. Vitar, at the risk of diving into even more controversial territory, it wasn't bad enough that we talked religion and politics and the scam of AIDS, what it isn't as opposed to what it really is. you sent me a link, I guess somebody sent you this link, about Chris Rock, the comedian, saying how not to get beat up by the police if you happen to have more pigment than the average American.
Yeah.
And toward the end, it got to a point where I said, oh, my gosh, there's a story Super Don found for us to cover. And this is a, here's a quote from the headline, the police quote, or colon, man fled crash to avoid yelling girlfriend. I thought, uh-oh, that kind of fits into what Chris Rock was trying to say. Basically, if your lady is mad at you, don't take her out in your car if you plan to get pulled over, if there's even a remote chance of getting pulled over. Because she might start yelling to the officer because she's just mad at you. He's got weed. He's got weed, officer. Go get him.
Yeah, so to put this into context, the story of the Chris Rock video actually talks about, you know, what you should and what you shouldn't do. For example, be polite to the officer. You know, if you come across and you get out of the car and you're yelling and screaming and cursing and reach for something, then obviously the police are going to give you, as he puts it, an ass whooping.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, if you're polite, and he goes through the do's and the don'ts, and it's really actually pretty funny because he goes through everything and they do the dramatization of what you should do and then what you shouldn't do. And for example, he said if you're going to give a friend a ride, you know, you check your friend to make sure he doesn't have any weapons, he doesn't have any cocaine or any drugs, and
no warrants.
And he said be smart. And preferably pick a white friend.
I gotta tell you, Chris Rock just goes after it. And then in this article, you're thinking, how did he know? The police in New Jersey say a man told officers he fled the scene of an auto accident because he, quote, didn't want to deal with his girlfriend yelling at him.
Right. And that was the last factor in the Chris Rock thing, was that if your girlfriend, wife is with you and she's mad at you, you know, and she's screaming at you and the officer pulls you over, she's likely to just just because she wants to see you get your butt whooped,
right.
She's likely to say something. So, again, that's a loose association that we kind of brought that story in, but I thought it was kind of funny.
Right. So we've angered the religious folks, we've angered the AIDS folks, we've angered now the ladies. So we've really done a triumvirate here.
Yeah, we've alienated pretty much everybody, yeah.
Yeah, well, why not? I mean, this is talk radio. This is what we're supposed to do. No, take it in good fun, but at the same time, ladies, if you're with your other half, don't yell and scream that he's got weed just because you're mad at him if he gets pulled over, particularly if you're in a state that doesn't, you know, allow it yet, because there are states like that. So, anyway, very interesting how that goes. But, yeah, the battle of the sexes, so to speak, it takes to new levels of absurd levels, but there are issues like this in real life, and we like to make light of it. But at the same time, yes, calm, polite, you're less likely to get your aspirin whooped.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is that there's been a lot of attacking of those police officers, but you know, you start looking at it in context. So the guy robbed someplace, he reached for something, and the police officer shot him. Now, obviously, that wasn't appropriate, but that's what they're trained to do. Is, you know, when they have to defend themselves. Now, of course, in the case of that recent shooting where the 12-year-old child got shot, I mean, that officer should be hung out to dry. Yeah. I mean, well, you shoot a child because a child is, you know, that, so there's got to be some level, and they've got a tough job, there's no doubt about it. And I think part of this is a fear mongering that has been created from the powers that be, and so
yes.
the police officers are jumpy.
You're right. I mean, it's an adversarial relationship from the get-go, and, you know, there was a time in the past where it was a little bit more clear. You know, there was a respect, there was a healthier interaction with the police officers. Maybe they were even called peace officers at a time, but right now there is a heightened tension, and there is an agenda from certain powers that be that want to see this ratcheting up of the violence, because it will beget more violence and will beget more police state mentality and really restrictions on freedom.
Yeah, absolutely. So people do need to remember that when you're in a situation like that, think of the other side too and what they're kind of going through. But at the same time, that's not justification or giving them a carte blanche to use abusive power either. So it's just, we just have to be cognizant of their situation and make sure that we make their job easier so that we distinguish ourselves from the criminals.
Yeah, oh yeah, do our level best to do so. Anyway, Chris Rock, we've got it linked up if you want to check out the video. It does have some swear words, so parents, if you know, be discretionary with your kids. All right, well, that's it. Another great show. Go to medicalrewind.com. Of course, we have links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including the Dr. Batar's international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. And if you haven't gotten it, that's your homework between now and next week's show. Dr. Batar, thanks. Tell them what we got to tell them.
That the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body.
body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.